This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico. More than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The U.S. and China try to mend fences. From Marketplace, I'm Nova Safo, in for David Brancaccio. Relations between Beijing and the West are in focus this morning, with Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting Chinese President Xi Jinping. She said there was progress in mending strained relations. Europe is watching after reports of multiple Chinese crackdowns on Western businesses. Some European firms are rethinking their operations in China. British drug maker AstraZeneca is reportedly considering separating its Chinese business. And now the Italian government is trying to limit the influence of a major Chinese investor in the tire maker Pirelli. The BBC's Noriko Oi has more on that.
Its largest shareholder is actually a Chinese company called Sinochem. It's not exactly a household name outside China, but it's basically a state-owned multinational conglomerate that trades chemicals and fertilizer. And it has a 37% stake. And when a shareholder has that much stake, you usually have the right to have a big say in who's going to be the next boss and so on. The Italian government has stepped in over the weekend saying that they won't be allowed to nominate any of the candidates to replace the current CEO at the board meeting. So it's seen by many as a move to, I guess, build an alternative and stable group of Italian shareholders for the company. The government has managed to do this by examining the pact between the company's biggest shareholders under the rule called Golden Power that's aimed at protecting assets deemed strategic for the country.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Portland-based publisher A Kid's Company has a children's book series called A Kid's Book About, as in A Kid's Book About Imagination, A Kid's Book About Banking. And their latest, a kid's book about Juneteenth, published this month. It's among the top 10 best-selling children's history books on Amazon. The author is Garrison Hayes, a former pastor who's built a following on TikTok. He's also creator in residence at Mother Jones Magazine. He spoke to us about why he wrote the book.
I'm Garrison Hayes. I am a content creator and entrepreneur. My content focuses on history, specifically the history of race and politics. I'm really interested in looking at the past to help us better understand the present and hopefully build a better future. So I'll just start reading. What makes Juneteenth special to me is that even though it isn't the only day Black Americans found out that they were free, it was the first day every Black American found out they were free. And I think there's a really, really, really important lesson there about solidarity. I think that's incredibly important for children, especially as we're thinking about, you know, bullying and standing with our peers and being able to stand up for people who are in need of our help. I think that's such an important lesson. So it was really important for us to tell this story from the very beginning and bring it all the way to today, mainly because I think the narrative of Juneteenth, its kind of rise and fall, its ebb and flow and popularity, I think is a really good through line for the history of this country. After emancipation, Black people enjoyed a profound amount of freedom and success, even a bit of affluence. Jim Crow laws where it really becomes illegal to lead a thriving There's Black a shift life. That takes place when Martin Luther King Jr. decides to have a rally in Washington, D.C. on Juneteenth. So I dedicated this book to my father, Larry Hayes. He passed away from COVID in 2021. Of course, Juneteenth is proximate to Father's Day. And so I've been thinking about him a ton as we come up on this holiday. Growing up, I saw him establishing prison ministries in the city of Atlanta. And I was always so proud to know that my dad cared. And he would explain to me that many of these people, you know, we're just in the wrong place at the wrong time, just got caught up in the wrong crowd. And they're really great people, but society is often in many ways turned its back on them. And he wasn't going to be a part of that. And that feels to me like the spirit of Juneteenth. That's the idea of solidarity. That's the idea of freedom and standing with those who we often don't see as deserving of our support. I'm looking at the book here, and honestly, it's still a bit surreal. You know, I don't know. It feels a little overwhelming in some ways. You know, there's a lot of work that went into this, but I think it's absolutely beautiful. You know, I would love to write more children's books, non-children's books. You know, for me, it really is important to make sure that the stories that have often been hidden and untold are told. And so there are several figures who I think would make incredible role models for young learners to look up to and to read about. And so maybe we'll see.
That's Garrison Hayes, author of A Kid's Book About Juneteenth. You can buy the hardcover or download the ebook for free at akidsco.com. I'm Nova Safo with a Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.